And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Harry Oberg.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA. My name is John Heine. I am the Community Outreach Manager for the City of Prescott, sitting in for the mayor, and actually we'll have the mayor on in a little bit. We have a great show for you today, covering a range of topics, from our beloved courthouse lighting and holiday events, which are coming up. We'll also talk about Shop Prescott with a few committee members of that group. And finally, we'll say hello to Mayor Harry B. Oberg and hear his thoughts about his past 2 years serving the city of Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it, Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Harry Oberg.
Hi, this is John Heine with the City of Prescott. Welcome back, everybody. So my first guest today is Kendall Jaspers, director of the Prescott Downtown Partnership and some say keeper of the Courthouse Plaza. Welcome, Kendall.
Well, thank you, John. It's nice to be here.
Glad to have you here today. So just want to talk to you a little bit about the holidays and all the festivities going on. So one of the things from my office, I can look over and see the Courthouse Plaza, and I've seen over the last several weeks banners, decorations, lights, all sorts of stuff going up on the trees. Tell us a little bit about the process for transforming our beloved Courthouse Plaza and when that starts.
So, obviously you see it comes in stages.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, it kind of comes in waves. We actually started the courthouse decorations, putting the wrap in the trees November 1st. So we were hard at it. That's probably the most time-consuming part of the whole courthouse lighting is getting all those trees wrapped. It takes a lot of lights, takes a lot of time.
But the end result is amazing.
It is. I mean, yeah. Especially since we've got these newer LED lights and like that, the colors and the way they show up are just outstanding.
No, that's great. So I know that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I know that part of the decor is also done by volunteer groups, mainly around the courthouse. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yes, it is. It's kind of fun. We have put up the courthouse building decorations, and we do that in basically one day.
Oh, great.
We have to pick a day when court's not in session. So it's this year was on November the 10th, which was kind of cool because we didn't have to compete with the Veterans Day Parade to get people on and off the square. But we have people from Arizona Public Service. They have a large contingent. They do the east side of the courthouse. They check all the decorations for burnout lights and all that before they get put up. Always a good thing. Once they're up, they're up.
Right.
And then they get up actually they have a bunch of trees that collapse. They string them out and stretch them out on the poles and check the wiring and check the lights and set them up to where the crane can come around and follow them around and put them up. The next side that we work on is usually the south side, and that is done by Unisource Energy. They bring a group and they do basically the same thing. They do the maintenance on the ornaments that are going to go up on that side, and they also the guys that go around and set up all the little wreaths that you see in the lower windows, and they take care of those.
That's great. So how many volunteers total help you out with the courthouse?
So far, this year is a big number. We had a couple of things going on. We changed some decorations out on the east side, replaced a couple. We're trying something new out there a little bit.
Yeah.
And then on the always on the west side, we have the big candles. Those are a big favorite. And then that's strictly crane work. And then we do the north side, that is Cable One. So we have three different utility groups that all come in.
That's great.
And they're great. They're real good at it. And we basically get all that up. This year we got it all done in one day without any coming back.
Must have been a long day.
It was a long day.
Some of the other support that you get, obviously there's the volunteers that help you put things up, but there's also financial support. I know that you partner with the Chamber of Commerce, and tell us a little bit about some of the financial support that you get for this.
Well, it takes about $80,000 for us to maintain where we are right now without doing extensive maintenance or trying to do anything different. Mm-hmm. So the City of Prescott comes in with $30,000 every
welcome.
Year.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. It's nice. A little inadequate, but nice. I'm just lobbying a little bit there.
There we go.
Just need to do that. And this year it looks like the Friends of Jersey Lily, I heard a rumor that they did over $30,000 at their fundraiser last week.
Yeah, I heard about 35 in total, something
like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then the Prescott Downtown Partnership, and that's us, we write a check for $5,000, and then we also run the Christmas mug program. So Arizona's Christmas City mugs are now out in a lot of stores. The Chamber has them, Old Capitol Marketplace, Walgreens downtown, and then a variety of other places have smaller amounts, and they're on sale right now. We hope to raise about between $4,000 and $5,000 this year.
That's
off
great.
That program. Then all that what we raise goes to the courthouse lighting also. So we'll probably put up about 9,000.
That's great.
The chamber puts up 5. They write a check. And the rest of it, we go out and beg for.
There you go. Well, we want to get the word out and let people know that that's an important cause, our beloved courthouse lighting. So.
Well, and it takes a village, I'll tell you, especially from the finances. Basically, we have it kind of divided up with the chamber where they run the funds, all the funding and the books through their foundation. Mm-hmm. And our group takes care of... we do the grunt work.
That's great. Well, yeah. we appreciate everything you do and everyone else that puts into this. It really does take a community to do that. So let's step back in time a little bit for you. Tell us about one of your fondest memories of the courthouse lighting, because I know you've been around and doing it for a long time and also as a citizen here.
Well, as a citizen here, I hate to admit how far I go back, but in the early 60s, middle 60s, I actually sang on the courthouse steps with our fifth grade class.
I wish I could have been there for that, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it was fun. And you know, it was always fun. It wasn't, didn't have the high school then doing it. It was just, I think it was the fifth and sixth graders from the schools. And it was always a circus trying to get everybody on and off the square. You know, everybody's mom needed to drop them off. And I mean, it took a while.
I bet.
But it was great. The caroling was a little more casual. Wasn't quite as rehearsed, and we had a little less program, and then the other part of it was also back in those days, the electrical in the courthouse was a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah,
and we had some years when we had one year where it came on, and in about 30 seconds later it went off, and about 2/3 of it went out, and that was for almost a week.
Oh my goodness!
They had to get a part up from Phoenix for. So that was kind of sad.
Yeah. Well, speaking of lights, let's bring back to the present. So how about a little known fact that you can share with us about the courthouse lighting and everything that goes into it?
Well, one of the fun facts is that I checked with our contractor that we use, and I think we put up somewhere around 500,000 lights.
Oh my goodness.
Now that includes all the trees and everything that's on the courthouse square. But we also do, as part of that same program, we do the lights on the buildings around the square. We put those up and maintain them. And then we also do the lights and the banners that run down Montezuma Street and then on the connector and run up and down Gurley. So as a hobby. And then the last couple years, just to make it more fun, we've taken on the park by the Apache Lodge there at the intersection of Sheldon and Gurley. And we've started decorating that. We're kind of feeling our way through that a little bit.
But you're kind of expanding your lighting territory, it sounds like.
Yes. We're empire building in the lighting business.
Good stuff. Well, great. So we just have a few minutes left before the break. We want to talk a little bit about the events themselves and some of the things leading up to the courthouse lighting. So,
okay. Well, I'd like to just kind of laundry list this.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
2 minutes. There you go.
The kickoff event to the courthouse, to the Christmas season, is really the holiday light parade, and that happens on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It's a real local parade. It's not very long. It ends up with a bonfire and entertainment at the middle school, and people seem to really get a big kick out of it. You're going to see people you know in the parade, and you're going to get to wave at your friends if you're in the parade. On the 28th, that's a Tuesday, we have our test lighting. We always like to light them up once, get everything up and running at the same time, and that's on the 28th. That'll be from 5 to 6. We only do it for an hour, but, you know, you put them up. We had them all on last Sunday, but, you know, that's an eternity in Christmas light years. So so we're going to check them again on the 28th. I believe the chamber has a gala on
November 30th.
On the
yes.
30th.
Yep.
I don't know if that's sold out or not.
I've heard from a very good source that it is sold out, but it's celebrating the Grand Marshal. This year's Grand Marshal is Tommy Meredith. So
yeah, and who's done a huge yep. amount of service to the courthouse lighting. Okay, Bill's telling me to move it. On December 2nd, with the parade's at 1 o'clock, the lighting's at 6 o'clock. Come early. There'll be entertainment between the two. Acre Music is on the 8th. And then something a lot of people don't know, maybe not even you, is we're going to have Santa downtown on the 16th and 17th, that's Saturday and Sunday. They'll be at the Holiday Courtyard. He'll be there from 10 to 2. Bring your kids. Take your picture with Santa. There's no fees for anything. They'll be talking it up and having fun with folks going up and down the street while they're doing their Christmas shopping downtown.
Sounds great. Excellent. So we got a full slate of activities. This will be our first Christmas here in Prescott, seeing it and everything go, and we're very excited about that, to see it and experience it fully.
Well, good. I hope you have a good time with it.
Thank you, Kendall, and thanks very much for being here. We appreciate it. We're going to go to a break, and our next guest is going to be Ken Mabarek, and we're going to talk about Shop Prescott.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino. You get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Harry Oberg.
And I'm your guest host, John Heine. I'm the community outreach manager for the city of Prescott. And we're back, and we're going to talk in this segment about a new initiative called Shop Prescott. Kendall's going to stay with us, and I also have a new guest, Ken Mabarek. He is with Lakeview Plaza and also a member of the Planning and Zoning Board for the city. Ken's a commercial property owner and developer in town, and is a key member of the Shop Prescott Start Here Committee. Welcome, Ken.
Well, thank you, John. I'm pleased to be here and very proud that you invited me to this show.
Happy to have you on board.
You know, I got involved in the chamber years and years ago, and I kind of drifted away from the chamber. But when this initiative came up, I said, you know, this is really a great one. And Sanford called me on it, and I was very excited because it had to do with our whole community. And that was really important to me. So I'm very proud to be on this committee, too.
Well, we're glad to have you on board. So this gets a little to my first question for you is, you know, why do you think it is important to support local shopping and the Shop Prescott initiative here in town?
Well, whether we know it or not, it's vital to our community. It's no different than you support your family, and this is our extended family. Our outlying communities have issues in that if we don't support them, there's no budget. The city of Prescott needs retail sales tax. Not that that's the purpose of Shop Prescott. Part of this purpose of Shop Prescott, in my mind, is to create a mentality for the community that when we do buy things, especially our large ticket items, our cars, our trucks, TVs, stereos, computer equipment, that we think about Prescott first because it it goes down to our families. It goes down to our schools and our parks and I was listening to Kendall talk about the lighting in our downtown stores and businesses. It's global for our community, and I think we have to re-educate ourselves every once in a while that we have to support our merchants. And that's why I'm really excited about this, because I'm looking at it from a citywide perspective.
That's great. And I think that that is an important perspective to look at it from. Now, part of what we have on the committee is we have representation from downtown as well as citywide, because we said all along this is going to be a citywide initiative.
Yes.
But Kendall represents a vital part of our community, really, which is the downtown. So, Kendall, can you tell us a little bit about what Prescott Downtown Partnership has been doing to get the word out about Shop Prescott?
Well, we've been pretty much just torturing our members. Well, we've been on the sticker program like everybody else. In fact, we might be close to having the record for number of stickers put out.
Let's say
that's Shop Prescott start here.
By far.
Yeah, we've put a lot of those out. We put leaf behinds with our merchants so they know what we're talking about, that they can share it with other people. We've emailed everybody and tried to talk them into using it in their advertising. We've included in some of our own advertising. We have a website that's pretty active, as does the Chamber, that we're getting a lot of hits from. Facebook, we've promoted it there. And also, downtown has a lot of small businesses, a lot of mom and pop shops. It's because of the nature of the real estate there. It's not going to have great big places. But these brick and mortar guys are the lifeblood of downtown. I mean, we want them to be successful. And in order to do that, we're asking people in Prescott to take a minute before you pull the trigger on that credit card purchase on an online purchase and say, maybe there's somebody downtown that can provide this service or provide this product, and maybe they can explain it to me better, and maybe it'll be easier to deal with if there's a problem.
Absolutely.
And maybe they have merchandise that's more tapered for our town as opposed to somewhere else. So we're just asking people to take a minute and consider it.
Oh, that's great. And I think, thank you for all the work that you're doing on the committee. Really, all of our committee members. Ken has been out. I was with Billy Orr earlier today. She's visited 50-plus businesses. So what everyone should look for in business windows, not just store windows, but throughout town, all over town, is our little blue and gold Shop Prescott Start Here stickers. You'll see those in the windows. I'm actually starting to take pictures now when I see them, and we'll post them on Facebook so we let the world know that we're doing that. But, it's an important initiative. It's for downtown, but it's also for our entire community.
Absolutely.
And Ken, you talked about the big ticket items. And I know that right after we launched this, you and a small group went out and visited some of the car dealerships.
We did.
Tell us about that?
Absolutely. I was really excited about that. One of the things we sometimes miss is those big ticket items. We might go to Phoenix to buy our car, and we might even use a Phoenix contractor that, unbeknownst to us, is working in the Prescott area. So we went out, Sanford and Sherry and I went out and talked to Affinity RV. We talked to Finley Automotive. I've talked to Prescott Honda myself. And we got a tremendous response from Finley when we said, we want to have this program to encourage people to buy their vehicles here. We have so many contractors and real estate people that drive for a living, just those two markets alone. And if they would all buy their cars, or most of them would buy their cars or vehicles here in our town, it would really benefit our community. Finley jumped on that one. I was so proud to see that. The next week, they had an ad about shopping in Prescott and buying in Prescott. And that's the sense of community we need to have. Kendall mentioned something that I think so many of us forget when we hit our shopping cart on Amazon. If there's a problem, you got to deal with FedEx and UPS again and find out, and you got to call these people, and can I bring it back? It's so much easier to go to True Value and say, I had a little problem with this, or go to one of the stores and say, can you help me with this? So I think it's so easy for us to pull. I keep a credit card in my desk drawer that's strictly for online purchases. I'm going to pull that credit card out to make it more difficult for myself. There's some things I can't buy locally, of course, but when I can, I need to do that, because I'm helping those merchants keep their stores open and their families fed and their cars purchased. And I have a strong belief that our merchants respect us coming to their store. And they probably will match pricing. I don't think pricing should be our main issue for buying from Amazon. Mm-hmm. Most of our merchants will give you whatever opportunity they can.
Absolutely.
And I think we have to remember that type of thing because it is our town. And the more pride we have in buying our products or having our dinners here or having our houses painted by our local guys, whose trucks you see on the street every day and the same landscaper trucks, it gives us a stronger sense of community too. And I think that'll grow throughout the town.
Absolutely. So one of the messages we've been putting out with the Shop Prescott Start Here initiative is that, you know, a dollar that's spent in a brick and mortar business, whatever it is, circulates seven times. So what is that seven times? That's taxes that help the city provide police and fire protection and amenities. It could be in the form
of jobs.
It could be in the form of a sponsorship. You know, you talk about our organizations, many organizations rely on sponsorships, the nonprofits here. So those dollars recirculate, and that's an important point for people to remember as well.
They really do. And those dollars for those businesses end up going all over the place, including Yavapai College and Embry-Riddle and Northern Arizona Absolutely. University. It permeates every phase of our lives.
Absolutely. So Kendall, tell us, what's been the response from your member businesses when you've been going out?
No, it's been excellent. I mean, they've been very receptive. A few of them should have started this long time ago, you know. But you know,
good
that's downtown,
time has come, right?
You know, it's. but they really, and part of what we tried to do is we took those stickers around and we tried to talk to people and we tried to educate them, so they understand what the impacts are, and not so much that they don't know for themselves, but so they can share that with their customers. Say, you know, this makes a difference. We appreciate you coming in. We know that this is going to make our city better and stronger. Prescott relies on sales tax. I mean, we live and die by it. And if we want to have a strong, vibrant city, that's what it's going to take. We got to pay attention to where we spend our money.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think one of the important things to think about, obviously, we're coming up on the holidays. But really, this is meant to be a 24/7, 365 initiative. This is something that we should be thinking about year-round.
You bet.
And it's an important message. So, Ken, kind of in summary, why should our listeners support local brick-and-mortar businesses during the holidays and throughout the year?
Well, I think they should support it throughout the year. I think this whole program ends up hopefully being a mental state for our community, not just an initiative that we're doing with the Chamber right now, which is I was very excited to be a part of. I think it's a mentality to wrap your arms around your own community. My wife and I, our friends are getting tired of us sending yard art to them, but we buy all of our Christmas gifts in Prescott. We slipped down to Yarnell one day because there weren't some yard art. We couldn't find it downtown. But
it's Shop Prescott Start Here, so if you don't find
we
it
start
here,
here
you get down there.
And that's the whole
point. As long
point.
As you started.
But I think it's a mentality that has to live longer than this program that we're talking, the Shop Prescott initiative is. I think we have to keep reminding people, this is our town, and let's support it ourselves.
Excellent. Well said. So, Kendall, any other thoughts about Shop Prescott and why we need to be doing this every day?
Well, you know, you're preaching to the choir here, as far as me. I mean, I've been, you know, this is something that we've looked at downtown for a long time, that we know that we need people to pay attention to where they spend their money. We get a huge amount of our sales tax revenue from people that don't live in Prescott. We know that. But if we can divert even, if we can just be a little more conscious of how we spend our money and get just a tiny percentage of what goes out of town, if we can improve on that, it'll make a huge difference. I mean, if we got just a second, I'll digress. Yeah. And when we went to, I remember when I had a business here in town, and when the Frontier Village was built, that had a big impact. Well, it had kind of an impact on us.
It did.
But
still
it,
does.
It really, it captured some out shopping. It mm-hmm. And especially Gateway Mall, when that was built, there was a tremendous amount of people that did all their clothes shopping. There wasn't a Dillard's. They want to go to a Dillard's, they had to drive 100 miles.
Yep.
And you know, this has helped us. Those are things in the past that have been a very positive about capturing the sales tax dollars that come into town. Mm-hmm. And I think this is another way of doing it. I mean, I think this is a logical extension of what we've tried to do. You know, and that's been a joint effort of our city fathers and some enlightened business people and you know, for a long time, and it's not new, but we've never had something that really got into our pocket the way the internet has. I mean, it's Absolutely. this over the next few, you know, number of years could be truly impactful on our town. And, it, you know, we need to make it a positive.
Absolutely, yeah. You mentioned some of the stores, shopping centers and all that. You know, this is an initiative. Shop Prescott's an initiative for all brick and mortar. So that could be a national store that invests in our town, that puts up, if they make the investment, they hire our folks. You know, this is really talking about all brick and mortar businesses.
Absolutely. And I think it's as I've said before, I think it's a consciousness. So it's, you know, we're talking, the chamber's working on this and so is the city. So we're talking Shop Prescott. But I think it's important for people who live outside of the city of Prescott to shop their communities too. Absolutely. Their communities have to have that cohesiveness as well.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great initiative, and it's something that I think is going to be ongoing. I think for our listeners, take a look for those blue and gold signs. They're small, I think 5x5 signs in the windows at our stores, and shop those stores. And if you see a store that you love that doesn't have one in its window, ask them about it. And we can get stickers for these stores. You can get them by calling the city offices or the Prescott Chamber. And I think Downtown Partnership's probably got some as well. So we can get those stickers up. And I think, Kendall, we're getting ready to put up a nice banner over Gurley Street pretty soon here, too, that's going to really drive home that message, hopefully soon.
Yep. Yeah, actually, we've got a couple of things going on in that direction. Trying to do a little advertising.
Yes.
So
yeah,
you and
absolutely.
I just talked over another one yesterday. So.
Yeah, we've got a kiosk in the downtown area that's going to have the message. So we hope that you see a lot of those messages out there. And like Ken said, it's a mentality, it's a mindset, it's a commitment, really, to supporting our local businesses. It's very important. So thank you both for joining me today and talking about this important subject.
Thank you, John.
Before we go to break, I just want to let you know that you are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A. We'll be right back with Prescott Mayor Harry Oberg. Thanks for listening.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University's flight team has received a special honor. The Golden Eagles flight team has been inducted into the San Diego International Air and Space Museum's Hall of Fame. University officials say the Golden Eagles have won 30 consecutive regional championships and 11 national championships over the last two decades. To become a team member, applicants are required to go through a six-week tryout during which they learn the basics of core ground events. They must also take weekly tests and go through a team-wide interview. The current team has 27 active members, four coaches, and an advisor. November 25th is Small Business Saturday.
This nationwide event encourages people to shop at small businesses on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Coupons from participating Prescott businesses for deals that day will be offered.
It's extremely popular, and we have many folks that will come down to the Visitor Information Center to pick up these coupons and just really explore Prescott and be able to shop locally and take advantage of what our small businesses are offering.
Prescott Chamber of Commerce Director Sherry Heine explains they've been getting the word out about shopping locally.
With the Shop Prescott Start Here campaign, that's going to be our 24/7 full year campaign, but the November 25th campaign is all about shopping on that day.
The coupon booths will be available at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce offices on Goodwin Street. The Prescott City Council proclaimed November 25th Small Business Saturday during its voting session yesterday. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, mostly sunny tomorrow and Friday. Expect an overnight low of 45 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 69 tomorrow and a high of 64 on Friday. 45 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 79 and a high on Friday of 74. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Prescott Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles and Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Black Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year. Turn to the Daily Courier to help you make the most of this shopping extravaganza. The Daily Courier is huge, stuffed with over 30 inserts filled with holiday bargains for just $2. Pick up your copy early between 4 and 6 on Wednesday at Frontier Village Shopping Center or at the Daily Courier office in Prescott Valley. Bring two cans of food and get the paper for just a dollar while supplies last. Planning made easy with the Daily Courier, available by 7 p.m. at all retail outlets.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription, safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Harry Oberg.
And your guest host, John Heine, is here with our mayor, Prescott Mayor Harry B. Oberg. Welcome, Mayor.
Welcome, John. And thought we'd switch things around a little bit here and let you ask questions. Maybe I got to answer a few for you.
I'm sure that you can come up with some answers. Thank you very much. And thanks for coming in today. And thanks for letting me host today. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So, So since you're winding down your term as mayor of the city of Prescott, would you like to share some of your thoughts about your past 2 years and a little bit about what you see for Prescott's future?
Sure. First of all, let me go ahead and thank you for the previous segment. I think talking about our Christmas events in December are great, and also talking about Shop Prescott. Obviously, you hit all the key points with your guests, and I really appreciate that. Again, this community has both a deep bench of professional people that can assist city government in performing its function, but also a very caring population that's concerned about the city. Many people provide very constructive comments and ideas that often help us get our policy decisions right on the various issues facing Prescott. And a lot of people say, well, you know, you say we're kind of a giving organization in town, you know, make some examples of that. And so an example of giving, of course, is the fact that we have almost 500 501(c)(3)s here in town, basically people helping people. We're generous in our time, talent, and in financial support Many people provide financial support to the various 501(c)(3)s. And, of course, we have a lot of people on our boards, commissions, and committees. As a matter of fact, when I first came in, I think the very first time we had a turnover, we had almost 50 people, new people, came in and offered to help us. And, of course, boards, commissions, and committees are an adjunct of the council and help us, you know, complete some of our government work. Mm-hmm. So that was really great. As far as the future, I don't see things changing too much. I meet a lot of people who say that they have just moved to Prescott and are very satisfied with the fact that they moved here. This city has a lot to offer, and with reasonable growth, I don't see that changing much. Again, this is going to be dependent on the free market and whether we have another downturn like we had in 2008. And that'll really tell us where we're going to go in growth. Now, when I say, you know, when I talk to people about growth, we have those that are, you know, they don't want any growth. They want to limit growth. And that kind of reminds me of my boyhood days in the 1950s when I was in grade school. And we'd have new kids come in from, you know, out of state. And generally within the first year, we'd hear that their parents are saying they want a gate put up and they don't want anybody else in Prescott. So I could just say, if we'd have put up a gate then, you know, when we're about 8,000 people in Prescott, we wouldn't have a lot of the people we got today. So we haven't figured out where to put that gate, and I think people just have to understand growth is inevitable. And but I hope that we can keep it at a pace that keeps us with that small town feel.
Sure. Well, and you talk about all the people that donate their time, obviously council members, boards, and commissions, and people that. You know, we have a really engaged electorate in this city, and I think they bring a lot of resources, as you mentioned. So I think they can help all of us sort of manage that going forward.
You bet. And like I said, you know, they're really talented professional people, and, you know, they can bring a wealth of knowledge to us.
Absolutely. So kind of looking back over the last few years, you know, what were some of your platforms and key positions over the past few years that you want to share with us?
Well, there's quite a few, but I guess I'll try and limit it because we got limited time. Transparency in dealing with the public and keeping people informed. I did this with articles to Quad City Business News, Daily Courier, and also with Prescott E-News. Yes. And, you know, we had spots on Access 64, basically looking at issues that were facing Prescott or events, you know, like Christmas events or the Wings Out West that we had back in October at the airport. So just trying to keep people informed because I think they really want to know what's going on. And I've had a lot of people tell me that they were very pleased that I did take the time to put out articles, be on radio spots, TV spots, things of that nature. Also, I wanted to try and get to an improved culture of service. You know, I had a lot of contractors and people come to me, and maybe just individuals that were building a home and said, you know, they were having a lot of difficulty with the city. And so one of the things I wanted to do was to try and get to a culture of yes. Mm-hmm. Too many times, you know, government can be heavy-handed because it has the ordinances, it has law behind it, it's got codes, and they can be the ones that interpret them in a more restrictive manner. And sometimes I think that wasn't necessary. And, you know, I will say that in my 2 years here, there's been a lot of work by the city manager and city staff departments to improve the culture of service. And I can tell you, many people tell me today that things have improved quite a bit. So I'm very happy with that.
That's great to hear.
Again, you know, we had we wanted to improve the health, welfare, and safety in our structured sober living homes. That had been an issue. We had a lot of people being put on the street when they didn't have money or they had some kind of infraction. And it wasn't really a good situation. So we managed to work with the state legislatures to get a new state statute that gave us a little more authority at the local level to have an ordinance to, and improve the quality of service in those homes. And so I'm very happy about that. Again, the economic development, we've worked on that, trying to get more small businesses here. Obviously, one of the big things was working with our colleges and our university and trying to make sure that we started to develop jobs here for young people, good paying jobs that would keep them here. Because, you know, we have a tremendous brain drain here, and I wanted to try and see if we could stop that. And I think, you know, we're starting to make progress. I guess I can say that. Again, you know, in relation to that, I want to get an innovation center incubator started downtown. We're working on that right now. We might even have something, you know, positive on that next week. We'll find out. But again, trying to utilize some of the assets from our university and colleges here, such as computer coding, cybersecurity, drone technology, drone development. These are cutting edge things that, you know, are low water, can utilize the students coming out of our institution of higher learning, and I think we need to work on that. And of course, the last thing I'll probably talk about quickly is improving commercial air service at the airport. You know, we used to have very infrequent service, and we had planes that, you know, only carried 9 people, and I want to try and improve that. So we made some progress there, and I can talk about that and probably in some of these other questions going along.
That's great. Okay. So, you know, looking back, obviously, your platforms and positions, well, so what do you consider to be some of the significant accomplishments during your term and why?
Well, I guess we'll go right back to the one I was just talking about. Basically, you know, we had to establish a new essential air service contract, and I got with Great Lakes Airlines, and I said, you know, if you have very spotty service, you've had days that you were supposed to fly, you didn't fly, and we needed to improve the air service. Last year, we only had 3,500 people that flew out of Prescott. They improved their air service here this year, and we were actually able to get up to, I think we're over, well over 5,000 right now. And I think if we can continue like we have been, we should be close to 7,000 at the end of the year. So that's almost double what we had last year. Mm-hmm. We need to get to 10,000 to really get better FAA funding and become a primary airport rather than a discretionary airport. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. Again, going back to the structured sober living ordinance, getting that put through, and it's been very popular. As a matter of fact, we've had cities from around the United States have come and asked for that ordinance, want to know how we got it started, how we got it through the legislature to get, you know, local authority, mm-hmm. and then actually try and implement just about the same system we've started here. So I was very happy with that. Again, you know, we've started a strategic planning process. We have 4 major goals. There's going to be a lot of strategic initiatives underneath that to make that happen. And so just starting to, you know, determine how we're going to look, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I think that's very important. And, you know, I know there's a few people on the council that say, you know, whatever we decide on the dais is that's a strategic plan. But, it really isn't. You know, you need a lot more forward thinking than that. You need to develop concepts, and sometimes there's some sub work that has to be done to actually achieve a long-term goal. So rather than just doing it on the spot, having some kind of a built-in process to me was very important. And again, the last thing would probably be 443 funding. It was important that we got that so that we could continue to try and work down our PSPRS funding. For people that don't know what that is, that's the public safety retirement system. You know, we're $78 million in debt right now. And I was going to get a new update on that this month sometime, probably late this month or early December. We expect that to go up. And, you know, we've been going up about $6.5 million a year. There's nothing that's happened that would change that, so we probably expect to see another increase. But at least now with the additional 0.75, we're in a position to start handling some of these increases, maybe even eliminate them and keep us where we are now as we start to try and come up with other ideas on how we're going to work this down. Now, one thing we did recently, we just sent, I think it was like $12 million down to Phoenix, you know, for the PSPRS, and, you know, along with what we're going to do this year with the 0.75, that should help to start reducing that and make it more manageable in the future.
Sure. So some of the work that you did also, just to keep it on that point for a minute, at the state level, I mean, you were very active convening mayors and kind of starting the dialogue on the statewide level with that as well.
Right. I had a number of mayor summits where we had mayors come together from various jurisdictions, many of them that were over 50% or below on funding to the PSPRS. And right now, I mean, we're almost $8 billion behind across the state. and having it properly paid up. So a lot of people have very unique issues. Bisbee, unfortunately, they may not even be able to make their payments next year. So we'll have to see how that goes. And, you know, we sent a letter. I think we had 19 mayors send a letter to the governor, mm-hmm. asking them to, you know, to look at this and bring it up on his radar. And it may not be part of his election platform this year and, you know, going into next year, because it is kind of a testy subject. But at the same time, I think it's something that if he does get reelected, it's something that he should look at in the future. And I know there's a number of mayors that are going to be trying to keep this mayor summit going, even though I will no longer be around, and try and get him to start looking at things that he still needs to do.
Sure. Do you think that there's any chance that the state legislature is going to take a look at that?
Well, of course, Noel Campbell and Dave Stringer had a recent ad hoc committee. They went to, I think, five different locations and talked to various towns and what their issues were. They also met with the PSPRS board. They met with the unions and talked to them. I don't know that I haven't seen the final report yet, but I think it's going to be difficult to get anything done this year because we're going into election year. So anytime you go into election year, people don't want to have, you know, subjects that are going to be drawing a lot of concern.
Yeah.
And so I don't think we'll see anything this year. Possibly, you know, after they get elected in 18, we might start seeing some movement.
But back to your original point, Prescott's got a way forward on this with the.
I think we have a way forward. You know, people have said, well, we're going to pay this thing down in no time, you know, 3 or 4 years. That would be true if it wasn't growing. If it was stagnant, I think we could pay this off maybe in probably about 4 to 5 years. But, you know, it depends on what the PSPRS board does, how much they make on their investments. Also, you know, what kind of operational things are going to change. Like right now, they're looking at extending the life expectancy another 3 years. And when you look at that across the board, that's a significant increase in cost. So that's going to be added, and we're going to have to look at it. So
sure.
We'll see where all that goes.
That sounds good. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Mayor, let's talk a little bit about the future, looking ahead. How's that sound?
More than happy to.
All right. So thank you for joining me today. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Rebates, rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates?
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates, rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat Thanksgiving buffet at Mountain Springs with all the traditional favorites. Or a delicious holiday feast at Storyteller Steakhouse. And on Saturday, November 25th, when you earn 200 slot points, you're eligible to receive a quesadilla maker. Put a new spin on your Thanksgiving leftovers with this great kitchen gadget. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for menu information and promotion details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Harry Oberg.
Hello, folks. This is John Heine, the community outreach manager with the city of Prescott. Welcome, and thanks for listening. We're going to get back with Mayor Harry Oberg, and we're going to look to the future a little bit. And Mayor, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about what do you see as some of the key opportunities and challenges that Prescott can expect in the near future?
Well, I think the first thing to do is try and continue to get the many accolades we receive right now with various news outlets. And maybe you can just go ahead and list a couple of them. One of them, of course, being that we're tops in clean air in the United States for the last 4 years. Have you got a couple of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just off the top of my head, one of the coolest downtowns in North America by Expedia Viewfinder, which is pretty awesome. So yeah, that's a great one. We've had several accolades. USA Today, we were top five in a reader poll for destinations in Arizona. I think it's pretty clear that the news media nationally and internationally knows what's going on in Prescott.
Yeah. The other thing, of course, is trying to get a new terminal. And hopefully, you know, with the Friends of Prescott, trying to get some of the private funding for that, we'll get that done. That's going to be very important. We need to lengthen and strengthen the runway. And one of the things that FAA has said, if the city is, you know, going to build a terminal, that would be an evidence of the desire of the community to support the airport, and they would be willing to come in and possibly do the $20 million upgrade on the airport, which is going to be important just for commercial air service, but also for our U.S. Forest Service Fire Center and the firefighting capability they have out there. Also, traffic. Obviously, you know, as we get more homes built, we have to take a look at our road infrastructure, and it's going to be very important that as we move forward, we plan this out in a very deliberate way. And, you know, I just hope that we can get that done.
Sure. So just kind of closing, you got a little bit more than a minute here. Any words of wisdom for our incoming mayor, Greg Mangarelli?
Well, yeah, I know when I came in, Mayor Marlon Kirkendall said, you're going to find out this is more than just a short-time job. You know, you just can't come in a couple hours a week or something like that. And I can tell you I work from 7:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening, and that doesn't count what I have to do afterwards for the city and then weekend. So I would just tell anybody that's coming in, and in this case, Greg Mangarelli, that it really requires a lot of effort and time, and I hope he has it available.
Sure, absolutely. I'm sure he's up for the task. So thank you for joining me today, Mr. Mayor. It's been an honor to interview you on the radio today. That's all for our show today. I'm John Heine, Community Outreach Manager for the City of Prescott. And so long for now. And remember, you're listening to Talk of the Town, KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. So long.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.